Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, well, Arnie's not here, but this is Don Goldberg, and you're listening to the Wilner Window. Arnie's taking the day off, but I have with me Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. We also have a full list of people waiting, patiently waiting on the phones to ask us their questions. So without any delay, we're going to move right back to the telephones. And we have Steve on the phone from Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Steve. How can we help you?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question concerning sodium benzoate. That's a preservative that's used in many processed foods. And my information is that under some circumstances it can be metabolized into benzene, a powerful carcinogen. Is it ever safe to use that, foods that
okay.
have...
Okay, let me answer your question for you, okay? Sodium benzoate is indeed a preservative. It's a sodium salt of benzoic acid. As a preservative, it's very important. As a preservative, it is used in very small amounts in certain foods. As a matter of fact, the FDA has a limit as to how much you can put into food. I believe it's something like 0.1% by weight. It is a benzoic acid is a natural material found in many foods, many fruits and vegetables. It's not at all harmful to you. I don't believe that you metabolize benzoic acid to benzene. That's another story altogether. There is a potential concern for sodium benzoate in that there was some studies that showed that when sodium benzoate was combined in, I guess it was in certain foods with certain food colors, that it might have some kind of an effect on hyperactivity or something like that. I don't know that they ever really came to a conclusion, but to be cautious, I believe they were trying to reduce its usage in that manner. Other than that, however, I don't see sodium benzoate in the very low amounts used in certain types of foods as a preservative to be anything of concern. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You know, folks, we have to. I know that some people like to talk about things like, you know, some of these preservatives, and, you know, we always get questions. Titanium dioxide. Oh my goodness, how can you put something like titanium dioxide into a supplement or something? Just because it has a chemical name doesn't mean that it's necessarily an evil, wicked, mean, bad, nasty material. A lot of natural substances, molecules have chemical names, but they're natural materials and they're harmless. And you got to also look at the overall picture. If it's something in a very tiny amount and it's inert and it's not harmful, just because it has a chemical name doesn't necessarily mean you have to be concerned about it. Okay, all right. So don't worry about the sodium benzoate as it's used as a preservative. All right, let's move on. Olga from Queens, welcome to the Wilner Window. Olga, how can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem with my legs, nerve damage, the doctor says, and I get these here little kinks when I'm walking or whatever, like bolts, I don't know what you call them, buckling or whatever, you know, it comes and goes. Now, he has me, he wants me to take this here test, that IVIG, to go to the hospital for 3 days, and about 2 or 3 hours, this here stuff is put into my veins, intravenously. Did you ever hear of this? I'm sure you must have heard of it, but I mean, is this a good idea?
Well, no, I never heard of it, no, but hopefully
really?
Dr. Podell heard of it.
Oh. Well, hopefully, but I haven't. I mean, I don't, it's hard for me to understand what that would be. I mean, even if you wanted to do some sort of dye injection to see if your arteries are okay in the leg, which would make some sense, you don't have to be in the hospital for 3 days. In fact, you don't have to be in the hospital at all. You know, just be at the hospital, make sure everything goes okay. So I really don't know what it is he's looking for.
Oh, well, it's supposed to be IV, IG. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
You're supposed to be in the hospital like 3 consecutive days, and it's about 2 hours when they, 2 hours or 3 hours, they stick this here intravenously, you know what I mean?
Okay, it's an intravenous immunoglobulin.
Well, maybe. I mean, that would be an antibody. See, when you deliver the gamma globulin, let's say, intravenously, you don't have to be in the hospital. So it doesn't really make sense. I don't know what it is that he's proposing, but I have a suggestion, which is ask him. You know, have him explain it to you, and then call us back, and we can kibitz on that.
Can you suggest anything?
According to the internet, IVIG is given as a plasma protein replacement therapy for immune deficient patients who have decreased or abolished antibody production capabilities.
Right.
In these immune deficient patients, IVIG is administered to maintain adequate antibodies levels. You see, so what Dr. Podell is making an excellent point is you really need to discuss it with the doctor and make sure that you guys are on the same page. He may be doing this for a reason other than what you think he's doing. Do you have any other health problems that this may be related
to? I don't take any medication or anything else. As far as that's
the vitamins. I mean, Olga, the good news is that your doctor is trying to, you know, do some investigative work here and figure out what's going on, and that's great. That's, you know, that's one of the things I like about doctors. They help us diagnose what's going on. But I think that you need to, as Dr. Podell mentioned, ask a few questions and find out, you know, why indeed he's doing this, and you know, it's not something that we can really answer. Okay.
I just can't understand why am I getting these here little knocks in my legs when I'm
walking. You can ask us about after you get a good diagnosis from your physician. Okay.
You don't suggest anything more like the multiple, the fish, and the vitamin D.
We can talk about generalities for things, you know, relating to circulatory problems and nerve problems in the legs. You know, we discussed it with an earlier caller. The good basic multivitamin, the antioxidant supplements rich in the flavonoids and polyphenols. Anything from the horse chestnut. Not butcher's broom, green tea, vitamin C, all of those things are generally good for the veins and the circulation of your legs. The B vitamins are good for the nerves in your legs. But again, we don't really know what the underlying problem is, so we can't give you as good an answer as we will once you get a good diagnosis. Okay?
Oh, I see.
So why don't you call us back after you get the answer from your doctor?
Okay, we'll do. But one more thing. I'm very constipated lately. Don't ask me why.
Okay. I'm not going to. Sam, Dr. Podell, don't ask her why she's constipated, okay? All right.
No, Flowey, is that for that?
Yes.
It is? Is that a good suggestion?
Excellent.
Oh, really?
Two capsules a day before meals.
Oh. Who puts that out?
Allergy Research.
Which is?
Allergy Research Group.
Oh, you people carry it, I guess.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'll give them a buzz. Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, and it's spelled with a P. Phloe, I believe. Phloe. Phloe?
Yep.
I think that's how it's spelled, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As I always say, you take out the H and you have Pooey, which you're trying to eliminate with the Flowey.
Well, you're helping. You're trying to.
Helping. Okay,
very
good. All right. Okay, well, let's get back. Okay, enough of that. And I think we'll take a little break. But before we take the break, we now have a few spots open in the phone queue. And that's not a Star Trek reference. That's talking about the waiting list for the phones. The number, for those of you who want to reduce the queue, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, please give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists. Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Now, you know, there are people who think that just because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. If you don't believe me, just listen to these examples. Right now, new sales in effect. In addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. Doctor's Best, America's Finest, Healthy Origins, all 40% off the full lines. Source Naturals, the full line, 35% off list. Full lines of Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Sprunk Janssen, Quality of Life, and many others, 30% off list. There's many more.
That's right. The entire Solgar line, for example, is on sale at 25% off list. Nordic Naturals is on sale. Allergy Research is on sale. And how do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you can go to our website at www.wilner.com and check on the On Sale tab. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call us for our catalog. The number is 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. But even better, you can visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or you can visit us in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is located at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. We're also located in Atlanta, in the heart of Buckhead, at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Now, while you're on the website, Wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all of the informative articles that are on the site, the reference materials, audio files of previous radio shows, and so forth. You can look up product prices. You can even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
While we're on the subject of Solgar, I want to let you know that the entire Solgar line is now on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're answering your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, and nutrition. And with that in mind, let's get right back to the phones. And we have Mario from Copag. Is that how you pronounce?
Yes.
Copag. Okay, Copag. Long Island. Yes. Anyway, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Thank you, and a happy Easter to everyone. I'm calling. First of all, I'm 63. I have recently diagnosed prostate cancer, and I'm taking a number of nutrients, plus this one Myomin, M-Y-O-M-I-N. It's, I was told by my doctor that it helps regulate estrogen and testosterone, the female and male hormones, to balance them, to get them to balance. Do you know anything about this product at all? He said it works better than DIM, that it was better on him when he used it because he had lung cancer. And he's really doing great. But
okay, Myomin is a product that we carry at Wilner Chemists. It's a blend of Chinese herbs, which is always somewhat difficult to discuss from a technical standpoint, because very often the herbs that are utilized are herbs that I don't really know very much about on an individual basis. But you're correct. I'm looking at the information on the website right now. It says it's an all-natural formula of Chinese herbs shown to help metabolize unhealthy estrogens and promote proper hormone balance. Studies show it also inhibits the aromatase enzyme. It converts androgens, so testosterone, into estrogen. Now, you know, that's all very nice, and that's probably the reason that your doctor has recommended it. If it indeed does that, you know, I can see why it would be helpful. Do I have any way to make you feel more confident that it's really going to do that? Not really, because as I say, I don't really know too much more about that particular product. I can give you a website reference if you, well, actually, you can do the same thing I did. I just put in Myomin and Googled it, and it took me to their website. There's a nice write-up. There's reference. There's references listed. Whether they're good references or not, I don't know. But it does have a pretty extensive write-up. Sam or Dr. Podell, do you guys know anything more about this product?
Although, you know, in general, I have somewhat of a prejudice against Chinese herbs because there's been a lot of quality control problems over the years that have been reported. And, you know, are you getting what you're paying for, and has it been done properly?
Yeah. So, Mario, we're being upfront with you. That's really about the most we can we can give you on it. I'm looking here. It even talks. Yeah, it talks about the difference between Myomin and a DIM. I suggest that you read over that and make your own decision. Again, as Dr. Podell mentioned, some of these Chinese herbal formulas like this that in the past have been claimed to have very effective actions on things like prostate cancer prevention and so forth, many of them have been shown after some period of time to contain things that they aren't supposed to. So I guess it's back to that old saying, if something seems too good to be true, maybe it is. But, that may not be fair for this particular product because we just don't know.
Can I ask you, please?
Sure.
Myomin, I was told about DIM. Now, do you know DIM is that works? Does it not? Can you give me information about that? Because I'm taking both. I was told to take both.
When you say does it work, I mean it has some role in regulating hormones in the body. Does it help against prostate cancer? I'm not sure there's enough evidence to say whether it does or doesn't.
Okay, I just meant does it do that role in regulating those hormones, balancing the hormones?
Yep.
I appreciate it. As I did everything you said, I came up with all the same answers, and I appreciate your answers. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there is an interesting write-up there on the website, and it's certainly worth reading all of that. But, again, that doesn't mean that there's not more to the story. So that's up to you guys to decide on an individual basis. Okay, thank you for the call, Mario. All right, let's see. What time is it? Okay. Why am I always not quite enough time? Well, let's get started. I'll tell you what, Diane, if you want to start asking your question, I may have to come back to you after the next break, but why don't you get started? This is Diane from Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Diane.
Okay, thank you. I have celiac history in my family, so I have a very difficult time absorbing vitamin D. I take about 5,000 units a day, and still my numbers are very low. My doctor suggested I take it along with bile salts because it should help the intestines absorb it.
Do you have a gallbladder?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know why you would need to take it with a bile salt, but
he says bile helps digestion. Maybe taking it along with a meal would enable the vitamin D to be absorbed.
I'm just going to jump in real quick. I think the best thing to take vitamin D with is fat, oils.
Yeah.
It's an oil-soluble, a fat-soluble vitamin, so guess what foods you need to take fat-soluble vitamins with? Fats. They help with the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins. So I would take it with a fat, fish oil, whatever oils you like to use, take it with fats. But
okay, I'll tell you what, Diane, if you want to hang on, we're going to have to take a break. So if you want to hang on, we can discuss this some more in just a few moments, okay? Thanks. All right, we do have to take a break, as I said. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned, and we'll continue with this discussion when we return.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Okay, here's an event you won't want to miss out on, the annual Wilner Chemist Lunch and Learn Health Symposium. It'll be a day of educational lectures and good food at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on May 22nd. Dr. Joy Brown will be there. We'll have Dr. Robert Barry talking about QH. Dr. Felicia Stoller's talk will cover health options for healthy retirement years. Hara Estoff-Morano, the editor-at-large of Psychology Today, will be talking about women's health issues. Mitchell Coven, medical herbalist, will cover sleep, anxiety, and stress. And Jack Chalam and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke will explore treatments for stress and fatigue. Each attendee will receive free books, free products, and other valuable items worth more than the cost of registration. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Don't forget, May 22nd, our annual Lunch and Learn Health Symposium, brought to you by Wilner Chemist, Solgar Vitamin Company, Konica, and WOR Radio. Traffic break, please. Coming up now.
Good afternoon. I'm Tom O'Hanlon on News Talk 710 WOR. On the Bell Parkway both ways at 150th Street, left lane blocked. On the westbound side, you have an accident on the eastbound side as well. Disabled vehicle sitting right there, and they're working on it. Van Wyck both ways. Northern Boulevard to the Belt, it's slow. The Cross Island jammed up from the LIE to Northern Boulevard. And Throgs Neck Bridge heading for Queens, it's heavy. Bronxbound delays in and out of the toll plaza. The Deegan ramps creeping up to the George Washington Bridge. Now, inbound of the George, 60 minutes from 95 Express, about 45 from the local lanes, 30 from routes 4 and 46. Inbound Lincoln looking at about 45. New Jersey bound pretty slow from all approaches. 11th Avenue the best way if you're going to do that. Inbound Holland looks like 35. Outbound looks very slow all across the board. I'm Tom O'Hanlon, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable, nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Stevie Window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg once again. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes, and that answer to the elusive quest, Dr. Richard Podell. We're talking about nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathy. Those of you in Atlanta didn't hear the commercial for Dr. Podell, so you don't know what I'm talking about with the elusive quest. You'll just have to kind of kind of ponder that. Anyway, we were talking to Diane about difficulties in getting adequate absorption of vitamin D. The reason that the doctor recommended bile salts, I guess, Diane, is that bile salts contain the emulsifying agent that is part of the mechanism that is involved in the digestion of fats. The body, one of the ways that fats are absorbed, it is through being broken down into small micellular emulsified particles that can then be absorbed further down through the gut, and the bile, that's one of the functions of the bile salts. So I'm assuming that would probably be the reason that he suggested that. Normally, as Sam pointed out, if you do have your gallbladder and your gallbladder is functioning properly, you will be secreting the bile salts without it. I guess you could also think of maybe adding a good pancreatic enzyme supplement, because one of the enzymes in the pancreatic secretions would be a lipase that'll also help to break down fats. I don't know if there's Dr. Padel, what do you do when malabsorption problems make it that difficult to get enough vitamin D? Is there an intravenous or?
Well,
was on the 50,000 twice a day.
That's a whole bunch of units.
What you'd want to do is, first of all, does she have celiac disease? Just having a family history doesn't make that happen. Occasionally you'll find that vitamin D3 works a whole lot better than the vitamin D2. The prescription vitamin 50,000 units are vitamin D2. Sam tells me that there's actually a 50,000 unit vitamin D3, which I didn't know was available, but that you have at Wilner's. Generally, what you do is if people need more, you give them more. And we don't really understand. I've had a number of patients now who just don't seem to absorb it. They are otherwise seem okay. They're not having diarrhea or have any GI disease. Probably if it were really, really refractory, I would get a GI person to go put one of those cameras down. You swallow this little camera and it takes a picture of the small bowel and see, is there any small bowel disease? I mean, Crohn's disease could do that, a number of other things.
Okay, Diane. So really, Dr. Padel made a good point. If you're not taking the 3 form, the D3, that's a definite step you should try. And you might, even though 50,000 sounds like a lot, maybe you can take more, see what happens, especially for a short period of time. I mean, I'm not sure, we're not going to tell you to go and take hundreds of thousands of units several times a day for an extended period of time, but maybe you can give it a try for a short period of time.
Well, I did for a year, and then I stopped it, and a year ago I started taking D3.
Ah, okay. Well, I don't know.
Just take it with a fat, because when you consume fats with your D, your gallbladder will provide you with some bile, and you could take it with bile salts as well if you wish, but the fats are key, so you have to take it with the fats.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just now speculating. Maybe you're the same way. We have some people who have a high cholesterol level, and nothing that they do will bring it down. Maybe your body doesn't normally want a higher level of vitamin D. I don't know. Everybody's different.
Well, you've got summer coming along, so why don't you get a full body exposure of vitamin of sun and do it like 20 minutes every day.
Maybe you can get a medical prescription to let you move to Hawaii or Florida or something. Get a nice place by the beach and for medical reasons
Sam will buy it, huh?
The current president seems to be receptive to things like that. Maybe he can find some rich people who will, he can take money away from them and use that to cover it. However, we don't want to get into any political stuff right here, but good luck with that, okay? All right, Diane, thank you for your call. Let's move on to Helen from a car in Brooklyn. Hope you pulled over, Helen, and you're not taking any chances. Okay.
Yes, I did. Hi, it's so nice to talk to you. and thank you for taking my call. My question is regarding my husband, who's 78, and he was diagnosed about 3 weeks ago with shingles. Now, we're naturalists, so we're vegetarians, and the doctor did prescribe, I think it's called Darvocet, I'm not sure, for the pain. And so he is using that, but I'm just wondering if you can advise me on a way to help him to a speedy recovery. He's in a lot of pain, a lot of pain.
Yeah, is he still having the blebs of the herpes infection along the nerve root or along the nerve, or is that gone and it's just pain?
No, he has pain, and he does have some of the markings that are it's on his left side into his head, so he does have some there. What I'm doing is using a whole leaf aloe vera, and I'm dabbing that, and they're healing pretty well, but he still has pain.
Okay, it's not near his eye, is it?
Not near his eye, no.
Okay, because that gets kind of dangerous if it does.
Yes.
Basically, there might be some hope for using an antiviral, even though it's a little late, but might simmer down some of the active infection. But the pain itself seems to have to do with damage to the nerve, and that can persist, unfortunately. It doesn't always, but it can persist after the infection is gone. See, for fighting the infection, we would do various things to help the immune system. But the damage to the nerve once it occurs doesn't seem to be an immune system issue, and as far as I know, we really don't have anything to offer in the natural product line. There is some benefit perhaps to things like Neurontin, things that help with nerve pain. Don, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, there are those topical products, the capsaicin creams. Some people put the peppermint oil on. I think I've seen licorice, things containing licorice topically. So there are a number of over-the-counter products, some of them relatively natural if that's what you're looking for. Like I say, the capsaicin is the ingredient in the pepper, red pepper, and it's sort of from what I was taught way back in pharmacy school back in the olden days, it's what they call a counter irritant. It is sort of, it has an irritating action of its own, but in doing so it reduces the pain that you're trying to treat. So there are some products like that you could try. Whether they're going to be strong enough on their own to solve the problem, unfortunately, I don't know. But those are the only things I'm aware of.
Sorry. Can you advise me on ways to build the immune system? We're using MegaShell, which is loaded with B vitamins. We drink aloe vera juice with fruits and vegetables, and that's right. That's how we live our life. So, I'm just wondering what else to build up the immune system. I was kind of surprised when this happened to him, actually, because we do eat well and so on.
Well, there's a lot of things that you could use to help stimulate the immune system. Of course, we can talk about things like astragalus and echinacea and all those kinds of things. There are more exotic things, something called Epicore that Doctors Best and a few other companies are showing some benefit for. That's another one. Product Fucoidin is supposed to be very good for the immune system. These are sort of more exotic things, but there's all kinds of, and mushrooms, of course, the medicinal mushrooms.
The AHCC.
AHCC is a special, like a modified mushroom product. I think a couple of these types of immune products might be helpful. And I think also if there's any chance of a further outbreak, probably some lysine wouldn't be a bad idea to give your husband. As a matter of fact, you might even want to try giving him lysine now to see if it could really help help his immune system conquer or at least suppress the virus even now. I also have gotten some good feedback about something called red marine algae, which has some clinical research supporting its use for things like shingles and herpes viruses. So you can give some of these things a try. And I think it's definitely worth focusing on the immune system, absolutely. Stress too. You need to also support your body's ability to handle stress, like a good comprehensive multivitamin.
Yeah, some of the herbs that you mentioned, Sam, of course, you know, the things like the echinacea, the ashwagandha.
Astragalus.
Astragalus. You know, these will also help with stress. You know, the question of what can we do to enhance the immune system is a very broad question.
Sure.
Because you get into various types of things that you're looking to work on in the immune system. Now, to prevent colds and flu, for example, we would be talking about certain other agents, things
right.
like the elderberry extracts
right.
and the umka and things of that sort. If you're talking about things involving cancer, you might be looking at a different type. So, you know, it's difficult to overly generalize. If you're not taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral, you should be. For elderly people, even vitamin E, you may want to be taking a good 400 to 800 units of a mixed tocopherol vitamin. Vitamin E has been shown to be especially helpful for the immune system for older people. The acidophilus or the probiotic products, as you get older, become even more important. So, you know, there's many, many things that can have an impact on the immune system. Okay?
One last thing, please, if I may. Do you know if the sun, being in the sun, brings out the shingles?
I don't know if anybody knows for sure. Something, of course, you know, there's a latent, you know, this is an, there's a virus that kind of lays dormant. It's what? It's the chickenpox virus, basically, right, Dr. Podell?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And it's there. And it can be dormant, and maybe it never surfaces. So obviously, for some people, something causes this virus to kind of wake up and cause all of this havoc. You know, what it is, I don't know if we know yet.
Most any stress on the immune system can do it, and the kinds of things would include even emotional stresses. The doctor has to look and at least think about this possibility. Is there an ongoing immune system deficiency, or is this just one episode where it got away?
Yeah, so you're correct to focus on the immune system and to ask these questions, but you have to do a little bit of detective work.
Oh, yes, I do. Okay, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, Helen, thank you for the call, and I hope he feels better, okay? All right, folks, I'm afraid it's time for another short break. The number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. Sam, maybe what about homeopathic remedies for treating the pain of herpes? Are there any topical products that would work for that? We'll talk about that when we get back, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Colonies of friendly bacteria in our intestinal tract are absolutely crucial to digestion, health, and vitality. Hi, I'm Artie Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. I recommend nurturing these good bacteria every single day. There's no better way to do that than with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's a rich complex of specialized bacteria and powerful biogenic substances that rebalance your unique blend of intestinal bacteria. It's safe for everyone, even infants and the elderly. The capsules are vegetarian, all natural, and do not need refrigeration. That makes them perfect for travel. One in the morning, one at night will optimize your intestinal health, and it'll keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Most fish oil products focus strictly on numbers, the highest possible potencies of the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA. But science tells us that potency is only part of the equation. For proper heart, joint, and brain support, you need specific potencies in just the right ratio of DHA and EPA. That's why Bluebonnet Nutrition uses only EPEX omega-3 fish oils. They're backed by years of research, more than 100 human clinical studies, so you can be confident that Bluebonnet's natural omega-3 functional fish oils will provide the scientifically supported levels of DHA and EPA for optimal heart, joint, and brain support with unrivaled potency, purity, and freshness. The fish oil used in these formulas are not only derived from deep-sea cold-water fish that have been molecularly distilled, virtually eliminating all heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants, they have also been tested by an independent laboratory. So, if you're beginning to suspect that may be something fishy about other omega-3 products on the market, catch the wave and harness the power of Bluebonnet's natural omega-3 heart, joint, and brain formulas.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. I want to make a couple more comments about the previous call with the shingles. But before I ask Sam to talk about the possible homeopathic remedies, I just want to point out, you know, I mentioned there were two topical things, capsaicin cream and peppermint oil, and I don't want you folks to discount the effectiveness of those things. I look, if you go to our website, wilner.com, you know, we keep on mentioning our website. There's a lot of reference material on our website. In relation to this, the use of the capsaicin cream, let me just quote something to you from Health Notes. The hot component of cayenne pepper, known as capsaicin, is used to relieve the pain of post-herpetic neuralgia. In a double-blind trial, a cream containing 0.075% capsaicin applied 3 to 4 times per day to the painful area greatly reduced the pain. In another study, a preparation containing a lower concentration of capsaicin, 0.025%, was also effective. 2 or more weeks of treatment may be required to get the full benefit of the cream. There are similar studies that show that the peppermint oil was effective. In one of the studies, it worked real well, and then it started to cause some redness where it was being applied, so they diluted it with some almond oil and then continued using it, and it continued to provide adequate relief. So these creams, the capsaicin cream and the peppermint oil, are certainly worth trying. For many people, they are very, very helpful, and we have them at Wilner Chemist. Okay, Sam, what about homeopathic remedies? Is there anything that you've had success with?
Well, yeah, there's a few homeopathic remedies that might be worth trying. Obviously, an experienced homeopath could provide more specific benefit, useful. Bless you, Dr. Podell.
Dr. Podell's getting is that the homeopath sneezing, or would that have been
dusty radio, Steve?
No, that would have been a small sneeze if it was a homeopath.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Okay, so anyway, a good homeopath could provide some additional information, more specific remedies for you. Also, by the way, Don, we didn't mention acupuncture, and I think that's something worth mentioning in terms of helping with managing pain. I think acupuncture might be very worth looking into. But in terms of homeopathic remedies, something called causticum 30C, three pellets three times a day. There's another remedy called Hypericum. It's just specifically good for a nerve type of nerve pain, 30C, three times a day. Rustox is another one you could try. That's good for rashes and pain. So you've got three good remedies. Arnica is always good for pain and inflammation. And there's a number of good pain rubs that contain some of these remedies. One that we like is called Traumeel, T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L. That's made by Heal Company, BHI Heal in Germany. It's a very, very good and useful anti-inflammatory rub. So I would try, you know, some of these remedies and definitely look into acupuncture.
Yeah, by the way, I was talking to the new head man at Heal on Friday. We're going to try to arrange to have somebody from Heal be our guest on the radio show one of these days soon. So that's
great.
Something to look forward to. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully our previous caller is still listening, and this was of some help. Now it's time to move on to the next question. Let's go to Walter in Manhattan. Welcome to the Will in the Window, Walter. How can we help you today?
Yes, the question is about, you talked about flaxseed oil before and kind of give it a thumbs down, but isn't it a fact that flaxseed oil can be anti-inflammatory for women and men under 40 years old?
Because well, the flaxseed oil is indeed anti-inflammatory, but only to a lesser degree from a potency standpoint than fish oil. The reason it has that action, the reason it reduces inflammation is because the main fatty acid in flaxseed oil, ALA, gets converted into EPA, DHA-type fatty acids. If that conversion doesn't take place, you don't get that reduction of inflammation. And that conversion only takes place to a limited extent. So if you can, if you can't take fish oil for some reason, then you take flaxseed oil and make do with the next best thing. But there is no way that the flaxseed oil will have the same therapeutic potency that something with the already higher levels of preformed EPA DHA will have. I'm not saying you shouldn't be taking flaxseed oil, and I'm not saying it's not of value. All we're pointing out to you is that it doesn't have the same therapeutic potency as the fish oil does. And again, that's because the active ingredient, the active component, is higher in fish oil than it is in flaxseed oil. Now, as Sam pointed out earlier, there are other benefits to flax. The fiber in flax is very beneficial. The lignans in flax present a whole new array of therapeutic benefits that are totally not found in the fish oil. And the oil is indeed healthy up to a point. But when you're talking about the omega-3 content, in my opinion, for therapeutic reasons, you can't beat the fish oil for that purpose. Okay, does that explain the difference, Walter?
It does, but there's another fact that in using up delta 5 and delta 6 desaturase, it uses it up so its body can't convert linoleic acid into arachidonic acid, and that's the big anti-inflammatory.
No. The problem with arachidonic, I think you're mixing up, different things here. The arachidonic acid problem is more of a dietary fatty acid. That's the omega-6 fat that you have to, that indeed causes inflammation. But that has no bearing on the flaxseed oil intake. That's something that you're taking the oil to counteract. The delta-6 desaturase enzyme is indeed involved in making that conversion, and that's the problem. So, I'm not going to argue with you. If you're happy with flaxseed oil, go ahead and it's good. But, my advice is for therapeutic purposes, you really want to stick with a good high-potency omega-3 fish oil content. Thank you for the call, Walter. Okay, folks, as you can tell by the music, it's time for another short message, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything?
one that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to say it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega 100% Pure Wild Caught Salmon Oil Supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. Now, you're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. We want to thank you for listening today. I want to thank Noah and Ira in the control room. Stay tuned for Paris Kidd as our guest next week. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.